100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet, so we've got ourselves another show, or episode, or whatever, anthology. What word would you use? So, weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the story, trying to have fun with it, because the topic this week was fun. It's winter. And I'm not drinking enough water. We all know what happens when I drink too much water. Usually, in the Saturday or Sunday mornings that I record these, I'm having coffee with Bailey's. I'm not allowed to have caffeine and alcohol at the moment. Yeah, that's nice. So I'll be going back to bed in about 5 minutes, but I need to get this show out for you. So, show, episode, anthology, see? It's all about the terminology. Who showed up to this one and had a little fun with us? Charlie, Jeffrey, Muncie, John DeClis, or I suck at pronunciation. Tom, Tura, Lisa, Richard, Serendipity, Lizzie, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. If I didn't read your name, I didn't get your story, and you should probably send it in so I can add it to the feed. Da-da-da-da! Man. So, Asus released a new series of laptops, making this one even more out of date. But, you know, after a year, it's still running. It's doing all right. I'm sure that, you know, in 2 weeks, it'll probably blow up, catch fire, or cat'll get caught in the intake fan.
No, Danny, you no get away from the intake fan.
So, I should probably just let y'all have at it with the stories. Here we go.
I always order chow fun as takeout. I love the lard varnish on the noodles, and how they slide so quickly down my throat. The other foods I like slathered in lard are tongue, shark fin, spleen, tripe and pig's knuckles. I grew up in a family of big people that worked with their hands, and during wine grape harvesting, worked with their big, gnarly feet to crush the grapes in the traditional way. Most of my family had their stomachs stapled by the time I finished vocational school. I stayed slim by eating rancid oil and mung beans.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 559 on the topic of fun. My story is called The Job. Hank was the town executioner. He carried out the ultimate punishment when the jury imposed it, and had done so with professionalism and enthusiasm for years. The problem was that the job just wasn't any fun anymore. Read the warrant, throw the switch. Repeat. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. This was a tough town. Well, at least the benefits were good. Hank told his boss, "The job has no growth potential. I feel creatively stifled." His boss nodded. "I understand what you're saying. Back in my day, it was read the warrant, chop off the head, all day long. It's the nature of the job. But I have an idea." After that, Hank got to choose the method of execution. Hanging? Blade? Gun? He especially liked some of the more creative methods. The fun was back. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Hello, hello! Munzee here with another story. If you're ready for that. Oh, you are? Well, good, I'm glad to hear it. Fun, by Christopher Monroe. In the morning, in the evening, ain't we got fun? Well, ain't we? I work so fucking hard. I do my job every day without complaint, and I ask for so little in return. a little fun in the morning, and perhaps a little in the evening when I get home, and I don't think, considering everything I put up with, that this is an unreasonable thing for me to expect. So, I'll ask again, and this time, really consider your answer before you give it. In the morning, in the evening, ain't we got fun? Well, ain't we punk? Broken Escalator tweets at Munzee Munzee, and with that I shall leave you to your business. Talk again next week.
It Depends on What You Like by John DeCleese. It's not much fun being a god in a badly designed universe. For one thing, you have to share it with the other gods. And believe me, there will be other gods. Some of them are pretty nice deities, but most of them resent having to share. For my part, I enjoy trying to set up my creatures with the possibility of, within their limits, reasonably happy lives. But some gods, well, they like to watch creatures suffer and fight and make war and die horribly. So, if you don't like your life, you may be worshipping the wrong god.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I've got Muncie updates. Muncie's been in the top 10 for over 100 weeks. Muncie just broke the 50% participation level. Muncie has become the third Iron Monkey with 279 stories in a row, sending your humble scribe to the fourth place. All hail Muncie. My story this evening is called Blue Stockings to Barbie. Girls just want to have fun. Does this rule out real estate, 401ks, gold, diamonds? What exactly constitutes a girl? Shouldn't being over 30 make one suspect of having an elderly agenda? The song seems to be a slap in the face at pay equity, sending the women's movement new marching orders. On the other hand, it might be a cautionary anthem. The dominant female pleads with the protagonist, when are you going to live your life right? And the paterfamilias voices a veiled Cassandra Cassern. What you going to do with your life? What's the big deal about walking in the sun? Story 2.
It's a tale told by an idiot. Tom, you Trotskyite Darwin tree-hugging papist. You totally missed the meaning of the song. Failed to note the subtext of how the masculation of the fairer sex has produced ball-busting Valkyries. You say that as if it's a bad thing. Well, the song does. What costs freedom without joy? Get over the fact the song was sung by a middle-aged waif wannabe. She was 30. You were 30. Get over it. The boomers failed to change the world. The least we can do is leave them songs of hope. In a post-Trump world, perhaps the best defense is having fun. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Tora Brazino here with a story about fun. After the gods had created the universe, and the multiverse, and man, they wondered what to do. Consider man, said one. Man invents obstacles, then overcomes them. This he calls fun. What is an obstacle to the gods? Said another. This, said one, and split into a billion stars, each a fragment of the whole. This, said another, setting to study what was before the gods. This, said a third, and placed a sliver of himself into a man. One day they will end their fun and return to themselves, and their creations will vanish like a dream upon waking.
Hello, Happy New Year. It's Lisa, and I've got 100 words for you on the theme of fun. It's called Follow the Rainbow. She'd slept with the light on. It was pink. A metallic glittered hue. It sparkled from across the room. A girl's dream come true. A scooter. The one that chalked as you rode, painting a rainbow behind you in the city streets. Pom-poms from the handlebars shed glitter on her floor next to a discarded shoe. Mum calling from downstairs broke the morning silence. I don't know what time you got in last night, my girl, or what drunken state you were in, but you're going to be late for work, and you need to take that fucking scooter back. Thank you for listening. Ta-ta.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my first story of 2017. It's called Fun. Let's do it, she said. It'll be fun. And that's how I ended up going on my first, and quite definitely my last, mystery trip. 4 hours on a bus, with a load of elderly idiots whose own idea of fun was singing endlessly throughout the journey, to be deposited in a depressing, historical town in the pouring rain, whilst a board guide took us on a whistle-stop tour of the sights, then abandoned us to shopping all afternoon. Then 4 hours back on the bus. The only mystery to me is how anyone can call this fun. And there you go. Hope you have fun this week. So until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. You know what they say. Girls just wanna have fun. And, when it comes to men, I can't deny that it's true. We'll break your hearts, take over your lives, destroy your dreams and take you for a ride. You'll pander to our needs, fulfill all our desires, and worship us with your mind, soul and body. Then, once we've tired of you and feel like moving on, we'll take you for everything you have and leave you empty, destitute and helpless. And all this, sanctioned and supported by the law. Around these parts, we call it marriage.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Her last wish was to have the room filled with balloons. While she was sleeping, they brought them in. The look on her face when she woke up was extraordinary. She smiled, her eyes sparkling with excitement, mesmerized by the soft swaying of a multitude of colors. Suddenly, she reached for the cord of one of the balloons and frowned. "What is it, sweetheart?" "Mommy, we must free them now. They won't be happy locked in here." So, they opened the window and, one by one, the balloons were set free, as was her young, tired heart later that night. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 559 with a prompt of fun. Here's my story. Thurbing reached toward the glowing keystone, but withdrew his finger before touching it.
That's hot. I can't touch that. I'll burn myself.
Aye, son, ye can, Carbuncle said. Ye weren't brought on this quest for fun.
Thurbing took another step back.
I'm not talking about fun, dwarf. I'm talking about permanently maiming myself.
Enough foolishness, Beach Bark said, took Thurbing's arm by the elbow and wrist, and pushed his hand against the keystone. To Thurbing's surprise, the keystone pushed into the wall of the temple, without his hand bursting into flame. With a rumble, a passage opened in the temple wall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
My t-shirt says, we put the fun in fungus. Why? Because I went to the Mushroom Museum in Zagreb. Where is Zagreb? It's in Croatia, the largest city and capital of Croatia. They have many museums there, but I like the Mushroom Museum the best. It's a nice place. Plus, you can take home as many samples as you want. I filled my pockets with the special mushrooms, but customs stopped me at the airport, and they seized my entire haul, except for this t-shirt, which is made out of special mushroom fibers. Let's eat it and get stoned.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of fun. Did you have fun? I hope you did. If you didn't, well, that's your problem. Go out and have fun. It's Sunday. There's like one day left in the weekend. Unless you're in a country that has its week start on Sunday, then, well, too bad. You should have had your fun. You have to wait until, what, Friday to have your fun? Oh, no, that's when we turn all the electricity off. Oh, well. The next topic is party! Yay! What kind of party will you have? What kind of party will you join? What will you be a party to? See, the words have multiple meanings. That's what I try to do. With fun, I mean, you know, what's fun is fun. You could have had funeral, fundamental. Don't. It's a springboard, not a cage. I have to keep saying that. Maybe I should put that up on the site, you know? It's only editable in WordPress. So thank you all for being a part of this and enjoying. I know that your entertainment time is severely limited, but if you have long drives to places, you should probably be listening to Gilbert Gottfried. So, have a great week. I will see you tomorrow with yet another story, then another, then another, then another, and then it'll be weekly challenge time. So, bye-bye, and as always, keep it brief.